Today on Gardening in a Minute, heirloom vegetables. For centuries, gardeners have collected the seeds of the best-tasting, best-performing vegetables in their gardens for future planting. Heirloom vegetables are varieties that have come from these seeds, passed down for many generations. Many plants are bred for longer shelf life and other modern needs, but heirlooms have usually been selected for flavor, tenderness, and visual appeal. For many gardeners, heirloom vegetables are a cherished link to the past. Others feel that the shrinking gene pools from increased hybridization can leave plants vulnerable to disease and pests and want to preserve genetic diversity. Heirloom vegetables that have been cultivated for many years in a particular region or microclimate are well suited to the area's soil and climate. Bring on the flavor by growing some of these old favorites. For more information about heirloom vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard chickens. One of the latest trends in gardening is raising backyard chickens. Many people appreciate having fresh, locally grown eggs, and gardeners like chickens because they can help manage insect pests and aerate the soil in vegetable gardens. Many cities allow residents to keep only a certain number of hens and often exclude roosters, so be sure to check your local laws. You can buy chicks in the spring at most feed and seed stores or from mail order sources. You'll need to build a coop and an enclosed run to protect your chickens from predators and bad weather. During cold snaps, provide a heat lamp to keep them warm. Feed your chickens a well-balanced commercial feed and be sure to give them access to clean water. For more information about backyard chickens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, how do my yard care practices affect our water? It's sometimes hard to see the effects of a single person's actions, but the practices that you follow in your yard can have a greater impact on Florida's water. Any chemicals used in the landscape have the potential to enter our water if they are misapplied. That's why it's essential to read the product label and always follow all application instructions. To manage pests, start with the least toxic methods available and go from there. Apply fertilizer only when plants need it and follow the recommended rates. Always sweep up any spilled fertilizer and put it back in the bag. If you live on a body of water, keep a 10-foot maintenance-free buffer zone along the shoreline to help protect the water. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, wildlife corridors. Wildlife corridors are increasingly important in Florida as natural areas continue to be converted into urban areas. Sometimes called green corridors, these ribbons of land wind between developed areas and connect habitats for wildlife. If you live in a community that's still growing, you can help by encouraging the developers to plan thoughtfully and preserve natural areas, including both dry and wet areas. The size and the shape of the preserved corridors will affect what animals will use them. Animals like mammals, lizards, and turtles that walk from one area to another find safer passage through continuous corridors, while some birds can fly between more fragmented areas of habitat. In your own yard, you can help by including gradual transitions between your landscape and any natural areas. For more information about protecting wildlife, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tips for new Floridians. If you've just moved to Florida, chances are you've noticed things are a bit different here. Here are a few gardening tips to help you out. First, you can garden all year. Winters are short and mild, so you can enjoy greenery, flowers, and vegetables anytime. But don't forget to protect your tender plants during cold snaps. Second, always remember, right plant, right place. There are a multitude of microclimates, so the information on the plant label may not always apply to your specific garden conditions. Third, get to know the critters and plants you'll encounter while working outdoors. Most are friendly, but some are not. Florida's a great place to garden, and with these few simple tips, you'll be an expert in no time. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.